You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For the last 5 years, Idaho artist Chad Estes has been gathering stories of body image. And this Thursday, some of those stories will be shared as his newest project, Vitruvian Women. And it goes on display at the Gem Center for the Arts in Boise. Using Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Man as inspiration, Estes photographed 50 women sharing their subjective experiences with body image to show there is no ideal shape, color, or size of the body. Joining us live today in studio to talk more about this project is the artist himself, Chad Estes, and one of the models, Tara Price. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you very much for having us.
So, Chad, I want to start with you. Tell me about the inspiration that you had behind this project.
Well, about 7 years ago, I started a project on breast cancer. And I had some friends that had gone through breast cancer that asked me to help share their stories. Mm-hmm. And doing both writing and photography. And at the end of that project, my wife turned to me and said, you know, I know you're going to continue to work in the breast cancer community doing this kind of work, but I think we also learned a lot about body image during this process, and I think you should consider doing a project on that as well. So that's kind of what inspired me was my wife's encouragement.
And so what I think is fascinating about this is you say you take a photograph, but then there's a story attached to each photograph.
That's right. Yeah. To me, the story is the biggest part of what we're sharing. Mm-hmm. The photographs allow for an emotional impact that I think is really important to have alongside the story. But the story really tells the life that's happened to this body. And so I like to include both the writing and the photography in my projects.
So, Tara, tell me about your part of this, because you are one of the subjects of this artwork.
I know Chad just in the Valley, and I had seen his work with the Reveal Mission and was really inspired by it. And we had gotten to talking, I think a few years ago, about like body image and that sort of thing. And then when he posted that he was looking for participants, I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. And so we kind of communicated back and forth. And then he asked me, you know, why is this important to you? And like body image is something that I've struggled with my entire life.
Well, and what woman has it, right?
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
And I think that that's what I'm seeing as this project develops, is that like that everyone has their own things that they struggle with, and somebody that you could perceive as like ideal or perfect, like their own struggles are brought to light, and like it gives a much more in-depth look at women's struggles. And
was it surprising to you, I mean, as a woman, to see that here are 50 subjects, right? And every single one of them, I'm sure, has struggled at some point or in some way with body image. And I ask that because I think as women, we tend to think like, well, someone else, I mean, as you said, you look at someone and you think they're the ideal. There's no way they would have an issue. It's my own issue.
Right. And on one hand, it was kind of surprising to read the stories and see other people's struggles. But then, like, as a woman and having female friends, and like, I know that it's a universal.
Right.
Like, it's something that everybody kind of struggles with on their own, and there's not a lot of dialogue to go along with it.
And so, Chad, when it comes to that dialogue piece,
yes,
is that kind of the hope, is to maybe, A, point this out, that this is an issue within our culture?
Yes. Yeah, culture awareness is certainly part of it. Actually, though, why I got into this was to give people a chance to process their stories and heal. The whole idea behind the Reveal Mission was that I think when we get a wound, we put a bandage on it for a couple reasons. We want it to stop bleeding, and we don't want it to get infected. But we don't walk around the rest of our life with those bandages on. At some point, we take them off so that there continue to be the healing process. And my thought was that there are people walking around with emotional bandages on that they've never taken off. Mm. And what would it look like to help people gently peel those back and allow them to have the exposure that they need to heal? And that's kind of the idea behind the project. So it's very personal. And so it's more about the individuals that are processing their own journeys than it is about what we're creating with it. That's kind of a secondary measure. So that certainly plays into it, the conversation that we get to have in a broader context and what we get to show publicly. But my emphasis is more on what happens with that individual first, and the other kind of flows from that.
Were there any surprises for you with these women when you were not just photographing them, but the stories?
Yeah, I'm always surprised by them. This has been such a growing experience for me as an individual, listening to these stories and allowing it to affect my life and the way that I view other people, the way I view women. And it's impacted me greatly. And yeah, there's been surprises along the way and a lot of tears as I empathize with the stories that I hear as well.
And Tara, when Chad talks about that, you know, gently healing that wound, have you felt a sense of healing or beginning of healing going through this process?
For me, it wasn't immediate. Mm-hmm. That participating in the project really brought a lot of things to the surface that I had kind of repressed for a while. Mm-hmm. And it forced me to deal with those. And I had to schedule an appointment with my counselor to be able to kind of work through it. But that's kind of part of my own journey and finding the importance of like mental health services.
Right.
And having that as part of my support system has really been helpful for me.
So this will be open to the public beginning on Thursday, right?
On
this installation?
Correct. So currently, we have photographed 40 of the 50 participants, and each month there will be two images and stories from 18 women at a time. And so that's what on Thursday, the first 18 participants, two of their stories are on the wall. And every month we will exchange those for another two sets of stories from the next set of women, and it'll go on for at least 6 months. So we hope that not only would people come to the Gem Center and see our display this month, but every month for at least the next half of year, because there's going to be stories that we think will impact them and help them see body image in a different way.
Well, I appreciate it and appreciate the work you're doing. So, again, the installation begins Thursday at the Gem Center for the Arts in Boise. Thank you both so much for coming in
today.
Thank you for having us.
Our guest today, Idaho artist Chad Estes, and one of the models for his latest art installation, Tara Price. Up next, how Idaho is celebrating Juneteenth. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.